You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. How are you all today?
Good, doing good. What's going on?
I got a question for Dr. Debbie about my six-year-old male golden doodle.
Oh, okay.
What's that?
Oh, I was just going, aw.
He's a good boy. I love him. You know, and what I really want is, now, I don't want to second guess my vet diagnosis, but I want to question his pain level. It's a question I forgot to ask the vet. He's recently come up intermittently lame in his left hind, and we sedated him and did some radiological, stuff, and his hip looks good. There's no signs of any bone cancers or growths or tumors, and no movement in his hips, no drawer signs in his knee. There's no signs of an arthritic condition, but she diagnosed acute arthritis. But his pain level seems severe to me. Can the onset of arthritis cause real severe pain in these guys?
Okay, I'm going to back up here a little bit. Now, you said on the x-rays they did not see any changes, but when we diagnose arthritis, generally off of an x-ray, there's some changes where we go, ooh, look at all those little knobby things on the bones or on the joints, and that's a sign that it's kind of been a chronic osteoarthritis condition. Now, did they see anything like that?
No, she's seen no abnormalities, but she said it could be the beginnings of.
Okay.
And it just didn't sound right to me. And if there's no drawer sign, I guess, there's no ACL rupture or anything like that, could there be other issues going on in his knees or hips that I should maybe go get a second opinion on?
Definitely. I mean, it's quite possible. And when we're talking about, just so I can explain for everyone else, drawer sign is a common kind of a test, a physical movement that veterinarians will do in generally a sedated pet. And we wiggle the knee and we basically test for instability in the ligaments there. And one of the major support ligaments in the knee, called the cruciate ligament, when that's damaged or torn completely, there's some movement. It's kind of like a drawer that's kind of opening. So if they didn't see that, it's possible we could have, some maybe partial cruciate injuries that could cause a lot of knee pain and lameness and not show any kind of signs on x-rays or on that physical exam. As far as arthritis, I'd usually reserve that diagnosis to when we have chronic changes and where we can see radiographic evidence that there's some changes in the joints. So I might back up and say, we have an acute strain or sprain, or maybe we have something else going on, and that's very possible. As far as the physical exam, I think in this point would probably be the biggest thing that I would fall back on and where their suspicions might lie, whether that's in the knee, the hip, or what have you. Now, did they put your baby on any medications of any sort?
Yeah, some Remedil, and she said that she wants to use it when the pain starts to flare up. I've had him on glucosamine chondroitin for about a year, just as a preventative. And it does show up when he does get very active. And sometimes it goes in a day, but it's coming on more often now. And the pain's lasting longer, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah. And I guess I'm going to be a little wishy-washy, because I would like to say that, the physical tests support what you're seeing at home. And if it doesn't all fit, then I don't want to say your vet's wrong. But, I would definitely want to make sure that the signs of what you're seeing agree with what they're seeing and describing in the physical exam. And if not, now the other thing is, a lot of times, my father's even guilty of this, anti-inflammatories in many cases work best when we do use them for a consistent period of time. So you can do that hit or miss treatment, but if we're having especially more established discomfort or lameness, it's better to use that for a course, a period of time consistently, and you'll get better response with the inflammation as well as with the pet's comfort than just that once in a blue moon kind of thing. But if that therapy is not working, gosh, there's some other things you can look at getting into. If we have definite osteoarthritis, chronic changes, there are many foods that have glucosamine enhanced in there. There's a product called Adequan, which is an injectable formula that can be very nice in helping pets with arthritic pain. But usually arthritis is kind of that achiness, that slowness to get up, that I've overdone it, and oh, I'm just having a rough time. If we have more acute pain, really more intense, then I really want to go back to that physical exam and look again.
Okay, yeah, because the pain just seems too intense to me to be the beginnings of arthritis, because when it gets really bad, he won't even put any weight on it. He'll hobble completely and hold his leg up.
Yeah, and how long ago were those x-rays?
3-4 days ago.
Oh, real recently. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, and the Rimadyl's starting to work. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, so I've seen him go through this pain. But my wife tells me that, you know, he is kind of hobbling around a little bit now, and he's feeling a little bit better. But, you know, I don't want to see the little guy in pain.
Right. Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, it's worse watching your pet in pain than going through it yourself. And I think anyone who listens to the show would agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I know not to overdo it, but there's no way to tell him not to overdo it. He's a really active guy, and he wants to jump down the stairs and chase rabbits in the backyard and just go crazy. Aww. And, you know, he doesn't quite get the fact that it kind of, he's getting a little older and it's starting to affect him.
If I could get my word out to him and tell him to behave and be quiet while you're rehabilitating, then we'll go a long way there. But yeah, I feel your difficulty with that. That's tough to get him to quiet down. But yeah, if that's persisting, then I would certainly take another look there and see. And especially if we are worried about maybe a partial cruciate that's thinking of doing something more significant down the road. So hope all turns out well there, and your lovely golden doodle is doing well. So have a great one. This is Dr. Debbie with Animal Radio.